Rai Argentina to the World presents Refugees and Migrants. Well, as you will know, this weekly segment on the issue of refugees, migrants and migrations features a musical segment. Every week we introduce an artist that is related somehow to this issue. And we're talking this week about Rap Nation. They are a hip-hop and rap group originated in La Paz, Bolivia's capital. And they blended the urban music of the US, such as hip-hop and rap, with some Andean elements, some Andean music elements, such as zampoñas and quenas, which are instruments typical of that music. And also they implemented lyrics in Aymara, which is one of the native languages in the area of Bolivia. They talk on their songs about immigrants, about discrimination, and about the situation of their country. Nación Rap emerged from a group of young people, young immigrants from La Paz and El Alto, who, as I said, mixed urban music with Andean instruments. They managed to have so far international impact, and they have collaborated with European and American artists. The music of Nación Rap became massive in Bolivia after the so-called 2003 massacre, when the government of former President Sánchez de Lozada carried out a ferocious repression against workers and farmers who had been protesting versus or against an agreement to export gas, natural gas, to Chile, back in a time when the access in Bolivia for most of the population to natural gas was non-existent, despite the country sitting on one of the largest natural gas deposits in the world. Well, that is enough words for today's intro. This is about featuring and introducing a musician, a band, an artist. And this week's artist featured on Rai's Refugees and Migrants cycle is Rap Nation.
Vamos.
Pueblo, llénate de este fuego, que no borre el tiempo. Tu amor, tu dolor se queda en mi memoria, grabado en historia. Pueblo, llénate de este fuego, que no borre el tiempo. Tu amor, tu dolor se queda en mi memoria, grabado en historia.
Encuentra mi tierra sumergida aquí en la corrupción. Es por eso la molestia al contenido de la canción. La verdadera revolución, al pacto político, traición, malversación y reivindicación. Y educación, lo que le falta a mi nación. Vamos hermanos, escribiendo soluciones a esa bola de mamones que les faltan cojones. Esclavizadores, hijos por generaciones, están por todas las naciones sofocando revoluciones, sembrando la maldad, desigualdad. Lo veo en esta ciudad.
Lights again, chill it, lights again. Do not live with the pain. People are suffering, not again. Como en grandes gobiernos de políticos cabrones, a falta de cojones. Me pregunto si será casualidad, y es que ahora me conoces, escuchas mis voces.
Tell me why.
Vienes y me ofreces por el voto que dices que mereces. Yo que no tengo ni creces, te pedí ayuda mil veces, pero me ignoraste más de un millón de veces. Talking about shit.
Pueblo, llénate de este fuego, que no borre el tiempo. Tu amor, tu dolor se queda en mi memoria, grabado en la historia. Pueblo, llénate de este fuego, que no borre el tiempo. Tu amor, tu dolor se queda en mi memoria, grabado en la historia.
Så op ad bjerget, fra mestiser, caféer, turister til pænt havet. Men livet går sin gang, der summer i den gade. Vand til kold bad, der tykker kokkeblad til morgenmad. Men ikke så meget melodrama, klarten med suser og drammer. Og sådan sat, så godt som armer, mens de drømmer om gamle tider. Der skal blive nye tider, nye tider er det samme, mens de kæmper videre. Snor og skrald og sætter tilbage til metropolen, til en anden verden, ned ad bjerget, ned i solen. Så sagsgrad i placering, forstår det, Burgo og Bogotá og El Alto. Ses i morgen, loco.
la voz de los pueblos, ya estamos escuchando. Taka Marcana, Taka Marcana, Walha Hachawi, Walha Sankawi, Hayu Kamawa, Hilata Kuyaka, Jorge Laiko, Ukam Sanagasta, Naira Kepunta Sisa Nakanya, Uk Armasista, Hilata Kuyaka, Amuy Tasimai, Amuy Tasimai.
El alto, mi tierra querida, aunque ha sido herida, mantiene su rebeldía, luchando con energía pa' que las cosas mejoren. Expresando con hip hop mis canciones, va a quemar, va a matar a toda la valentada infiltrada en los gobiernos y ahora compartiendo con gente.
Well, we are listening to this very interesting musical project, this band called Nación Rap that blends Andean music with hip hop. They were singing some parts in Aymara, which is the Andean language, or together with Quechua, one of the native, most important native languages in the area of northern Argentina, northern Chile, Bolivia, and Peru. And speaking of Bolivians, there are five countries in which Bolivian migrants or Bolivian immigrants can sign up to vote from overseas in the upcoming May the 3 elections. Those five countries are Argentina, Spain, Brazil, Chile, and the United States. Those who wish to vote in the general elections had until January 26 to register in the offices. On their website, electoral authorities explained that the permanent registration had been carried out since 2019 or until 2019 in Argentina, Brazil and Chile, plus Spain. And last year, or this year actually, because it's going to apply first for the May 3 elections, the US has joined as a country in which Bolivian immigrants can register with their consulate, their nearest consulate, to vote from overseas. The cities are Buenos Aires, La Matanza, Mendoza, and Jujuy here in Argentina, Madrid, Bilbao, and Barcelona in Spain, São Paulo in Brazil, Iquique, Antofagasta, and Calama, all in the north of Chile, and Houston and Washington in the US. This is the weekly segment on migrants and refugees on Raya Argentina to the world. And now we talk about Uruguay, because thousands of Latin American migrants have been choosing this Rio Platense country because of security and also high life standards. But researchers, who are experts in the matter of migration in Uruguay, have pointed out that these newcomers in Uruguay are suffering from racism and xenophobia. Anthropologist Leonardo Fossati and social worker Silvia Rivero have studied the migration processes in their country, and they talked about the situation, comparing the different waves of migrants that arrived in Uruguay over the last decade to the waves of immigrants that came about a century ago, more than a century ago, at the turn of the 20th century. Rivero pointed out that all of the immigrants from both waves have the same expectations and wishes and dreams. Basically, they are after a better economic situation, and they are chasing a dream, such as establishing a new life in a new country. Rivero also highlighted that these new migrants look for holding a status as a refugee. They no longer process these procedures through their governments, but directly in their new countries. And that's different from the turn of the century, when, for example, Italian immigrants would be brought to South America via their governments that had reached agreements with the governments of Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and Chile. In this case, they set out for their new country, in this case Uruguay, on their own, and they try to have legal status or get legal status when they are on site, when they have arrived. Another difference in this migratory new wave is that it mainly comes from Latin American countries, with Venezuela and Cuba as the largest contributors of migrants to Uruguay during the last 2 years, say the researchers. Among the reasons why some at least come to Uruguay and not to other countries in the region, such as Argentina, Brazil and Chile, that have larger economies, is because their borders are closed. Fossati stressed, however, that Uruguay has a society that is very racist, quote-unquote, and pointed out as an additional problem the excessive formality of Uruguayan society that might be an obstacle for the newcomers to adapt to and to integrate into this society. In this regard, he also mentioned the unfortunate phenomenon of abuse and fraud that some Uruguayans perpetrate against immigrants. This is an antisocial criminal behavior, says Rivero, that is, well, facilitated by the expectable ignorance newcomers may have regarding laws, regulations, and their own rights in their new countries. And finally, relatives of Spaniards deported to Nazi camps seek justice in Argentina. Argentina's Clarín newspaper recently published a story about the Republicans in Spain during the times of the Civil War, that's to say the 1930s, which were sent to Germany because of a pact between dictators Franco and Hitler. There were some 9,300 of them, and more than half were tortured and killed there. Clarín says relatives of 11 of them showed up at the Argentine embassy in Madrid a couple of days ago and handed over a petition to this country's courts to deal with their case. They reportedly wish to join the lawsuit that Argentina's courts have been pursuing since 2010, when they opened a case for crimes committed during the Spanish Civil War between 1936 and 1939. That was filed by Spanish immigrants and their descendants here in Argentina. Argentina is currently investigating Franco's crimes against humanity, which, according to international law, can be tried by any nation if those crimes are not investigated in the country where they occurred. And since the deportation of Spaniards to Nazi camps occurred during Franco's regime, these relatives that came to Argentina's embassy in Madrid last week, well, they wanted to include their case in Argentina's investigation.